from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. What a special treat. Joe Forbaugh joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. He's an on-air personality. He is a he's a superstar at the four-letter network.
Icon.
He's an icon.
That's the four-letter word for Joe.
And we, honestly, we are blessed to once again get the wisdom and the grace of Joe. Good morning, Joe. We love you, buddy. God bless you.
Oh, gentlemen, it's so good to hear your voices. There were so many ways to start this conversation. Back for year 14 in the great city of Chicago. That's where I was going to start. An ode to my friends in Chicago, the city I love. And then I get the text from Dustin yesterday that we're doing this thing over Zoom now. So for the first time in history, I can see you guys.
Nice shirt.
I've never seen you before. Molly, I've never seen you before. That's what you look like. Fantastic.
So you look marvelous today. I have to say, we know what you look like. Everybody does. Oh, but yeah. You look exceptional this
beautiful.
Morning.
You're a beautiful man.
Thank you. I've got the mustache in. It's very creepy. It's amazing when I grow this thing out. This is the third year in a row I've done it. People are so turned off by it. Everyone feels the need to tell me how bad it looks. All idiots. They don't understand it's a bit. It's been a bit from the beginning. I grow it out on vacation, and I wear it until my Survivor pick gets eliminated. And when Survivor's out, I shave the mustache. It's a bit. We work in radio. We work in TV. We have bits. Yet everybody goes out of their way to come up to me. Man, that thing looks bad. I know. It's not a style statement.
I know.
I know.
Joe, we're so proud of you. Honest to God, I am just proud to be in the orbit of the great man. And the best thing is, you know, the family. Joe is a family man, the growing kids, the wondrous glory of life, Joe. You celebrate it every day.
Very lucky. 7 and 5-year-old sons were in Connecticut. They just went back to school. We made it 2 days. The young one's already home with a fever. We're really cooking. We are really cooking. That's a new record for the Fortinball household to get sick in the opening week. Normally it makes it to the second week, but I appreciate it. You know, you guys, this is so special to me. When I was early on in my career, you guys took a shot on me. Big Z was nice enough to recommend me to you guys. He gave me a shot back in 2011 when I first went to Vegas and moved there. I've been coming on ever since. I used to do a lot more radio hits. Now it's kind of slimmed down because there just isn't enough time. I would never, never turn this down. It means so much to me. Everyone at the Score, you guys, Mitch has always been so generous. Just everyone there. So I saw Parkins left. I almost thought about texting Mitch. I'm like, I'm ready to come do afternoon drive in Chicago. I'm ready. I feel like I got to be the most popular guy that's never lived in this city because of you guys. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Mitch just opened Mitch the just door and screamed, call me, call
me. We'll give you his cell after the segment, Joe. Come on down. We'll pay for moving expenses too.
Yeah, there
but
you
by
go.
The way, Joe, this is great.
Hold on, real quick, David. I got to tell Mitch something. I'm not as cheap as I used to be.
We know. So,
he's the multi-year man.
Your story is tremendous. Before we get to any of your expertise, How is it though? You gotta share going from Vegas to Connecticut. How big of a lifestyle change is that?
It's a little different, I imagine.
Okay, so the first thing out of the gate is the time shift in terms of when games are on. The West Coast is the best place to live for watching sports. NFL starting at 10 a.m. Night game starts just after 5 p.m. Monday Night Football starts 5:30 p.m., right? Like, that's the dream. These UFC cards are going till 2 a.m. I can't have it. I can barely stay up. I'm so old now. I'm trying to grind out this Colorado game last night. So that's the big shift for me. In terms of the action, I don't know if people realize this, but North Central Connecticut versus Vegas, it is a bit of a departure. It's not the same thing. I got bears and deer walking through my backyard now versus the coyotes I used to have to fight off the trash back in Vegas. So it's a new battle I wage on a daily basis. There aren't as many apps here. So every time I drive to a new state, I download new apps to get the sign-up bonuses, cash in, cash out. It's a whole racket I got going on. It's a whole new thing.
Great stuff.
All right, Joe. You know, when you said, what did you say? Northwest Connecticut, wherever it is?
Yeah. North Central.
North Central Connecticut. That sounds like a team you once recommended to me. It sounds like that's a team that you had me bet on one time.
Did Tom Herman coach there?
Exactly.
God, we've been doing this too long. If the Tom Herman joke's coming up 5 years later, like, we've been doing this way too long. But yeah, Tom Herman in the underdog role. We'll look for those this year.
So we got the opening weekend. You know, obviously a lot of people here are curious about your thoughts on Notre Dame going down to College Station. Seems like that's whoever scheduled that is going to need a sit down. hold on one second, sir. What do you think, Joe? What are you looking for this weekend? Let's make some money for the fine people of Chicago.
Okay, before we launch into the college picks, I want to be clear about something. Are we going to do our Bears analysis next week? Because I want to make sure I save enough time. I don't want to jam you up. When we start talking Bears, we're going to talk next week, right? Because 14 years I've been coming on the show, I think it's the only year we've been optimistic about the Bears. I'm very excited.
That's next Friday. We got to look forward to next Friday then.
Yes.
Yeah, all definitely.
Right. So next Friday, we'll unload some of the NFL stuff that we've got. We'll save all that. We'll do college football opening weekend. Let's start with the Notre Dame game. This game was a pick 'em all summer, pretty much all the way up until late last week. Notre Dame starting left tackle, he's ruled out for the season with the pec injury. We see nothing but Texas A&M money. Pushes it all the way up to the key number of 3. There's an anticipation in Vegas that there could be some Notre Dame buyback, it's what it's called. The guys that played A&M at Pick'em might play Notre Dame at +3, and then they try to trap the game or middle the game. You have a situation where A&M wins by 2, you hit both bets. That's more of an advanced course. We can get into that somewhere down the line. I think your best course of action here is a first half under, right around 23.5, 24.5. Notre Dame's got serious offensive line issues. You're going to Kyle Field at College Station for a night game. It's going to be very loud, very aggressive. It's going to be tough to move the football. But Notre Dame's defense is still one of the best in the country. And Texas A&M, by all accounts, during their spring practices, their summer practices, fall practices, wide receivers have drops. Offense looks a little shaky. So I think you're going to have two teams that play a tight, low-scoring game in the first half, and then it will open up in the second half. Pick number one, Notre Dame, Texas A&M, under 24.5 in the first half. Now, along those lines, we're going to do the same thing in the Michigan game. Michigan's playing Fresno. First half over under 21 points. Michigan will still have a good defense, but they've only got one starter back from that offense last year. Wolverines should take a big step back. Fresno's no joke. They're very feisty. There are a couple teams you don't want to schedule in week one. Anybody with Dakota in their name, which we saw last night, right?
Yeah,
so true.
And Fresno State. Like, don't mess around with Fresno State. No matter who's coaching them, they're always kind of feisty. I like the 21 with Fresno, but more importantly, first half under. I think it's going to be a real grind. Keep in mind, Michigan has Texas on deck. Very vanilla playbook here. Get the starters out late. We saw that with North Carolina State last night against Western Carolina. North Carolina State has Tennessee on deck. North Carolina State did not cover. Tennessee is going to play Chattanooga. They got NC State on deck. Don't be surprised if they don't cover. I don't think Michigan covers. I do think Texas will cover their game and blow out Colorado State. So as we work our way through, I'll give you a pick for tonight. Stanford plus the 9.5 over TCU. Who would Joe Fornball be if he comes on this show and he makes you wait until tomorrow to get some action down? We need some action tonight. Stanford and Troy Taylor, it's the second year of Troy Taylor as their head coach. This guy's good. It's going to be a very different looking offense than anyone remembers watching Stanford with David Shaw. They spread it out. They throw the ball down the field. They needed a year to get the roster ready. TCU is still a mess after the national championship from 2 years ago when they went to that game. Last year they struggled. They should struggle this year. Don't be surprised if Stanford springs the upset. Take the 9.5 points. As we get to some of the big games tomorrow, on Sunday, USC, I'll take the 4.5. Both defenses were awful last year. USC's will be better. Moss, the quarterback at USC, better than people realize. LSU's got some problems in the secondary. LSU wants to run the ball. Don't be surprised if this is an under. Everyone's expecting a shootout. It's right around 65. I think it's going to be lower scoring than that. So I go under. I look at USC. Georgia State plus 21 against Georgia Tech. This is simple. Georgia Tech, huge win in Ireland last week. They come back across the pond. Let's take the points now that they're overvalued. And I take Miami over Florida, but I'm playing them on the money line. I'm playing them on the money line there. I'm not going to lay the two. It's around -125.5. Florida's offensive line is an absolute mess. So to recap what we went through, Stanford plus the 9.5 tonight. Don't be surprised if they have the upset. Michigan, Fresno State, first half under. That's about 23.5. I take Fresno State plus the 21 in that game. Notre Dame, A&M, first half under. That's around 24.5. USC plus 4.5. I also like the under there. Miami money line. Georgia State plus 21. Joe Fornball's in midseason form. I don't think I missed a beat there, boy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Love it, Joe. Love it, Joe. Just quick question before we let you go. Because of your status at the Four Letter Network, are you contractually obligated to mention the Cowboys every week?
Yeah, I mean, look, I did about a month and a half of Cowboys, Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, Niners content. Like, that was it. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not pandering to the audience. I keep banging the drum for the Bears. And everyone keeps telling me, yeah, we'll get to the Bears. Let's get to the Bears now. I've been saying it since the draft. The price has moved dramatically on them making the playoffs.
Yes.
It was like plus 140, plus 150. Now it's minus 110. That's the Joe Fortenball effect. Everyone likes the over. That's the Joe Fortenball effect. I'm kidding, of course. But there's a lot of optimism. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag just yet. We'll talk next week. But a lot of optimism. I don't know how you guys are going to go from White Sox season to Bears season. You're going to have a heart attack.
Oh, God, do we need it. Joe, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Always a joy. Yeah.
Love you, boys. Thank you again for giving me some time on your beautiful network and on this show. It means the world to me, to the great people of Chicago. Thank you for continuing to support this segment. I love talking with you guys every week. Let's keep it running. Best of luck this weekend.
You too.
Great stuff, Joe. That's our guy, Joe Fornball. I mean,
but he's a
superstar,
joy.
But still a common man. Love Chicago.
He means it, too.
I know. He's a great guy.
He's sincere. Great guy.
He's wonderful. Yep. And it's all true. Every bit of it is true.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.